Hey guys, this is Jesus of the Fanable.com role-playing podcast. If you're listening to this, you probably already listened to part one of this playtest, so I don't have to tell you that the game wasn't complete at the time, or that we had fun, or that you should check out the Kickstarter. Unless, of course, you're going backwards in time. If you're a human doing this, we at Time Watch need to have a few words with you. And if you're the time-traveling roaches known as Ezeru, I for one welcome our new invertebrate overlords. Enjoy!
Am I interrupting something, guys?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Lightning bolt. Zapping them with passive.
There are many times when my feminine wiles do come into play. Sneaking into a building is generally not one of them, because buildings do not recognize gender.
Not in this century, they don't.
Exactly. Well, we're still in this
exactly.
The sexist house epidemic was
better than the racist house.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a doctor. My professional medical opinion is witch.
So sometimes the squeaky wheel occasionally needs oil, but sometimes it needs an android assassin from the future holding it against the wall and telling it to scream mama. God damn it. I keep on dropping this damn thing. Just grab the whole thing, because I am...
Because she's just going to keep dropping them.
All right.
By the end of the game, that bag's going to be empty.
All right, so yeah. So you go. Right. Give me time travel task.
I failed.
Failed. So how much should we take?
Two.
Right. So if I failed, you take two chrono stability.
Yep.
So it's at eight right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I do this?
It brings it down to six.
Yeah, I guess just kind of like a slash. Yeah. There we go.
That's... Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got a six.
Cool. So yeah,
that was easy.
Mm-hmm. We blop into like a bathroom stall, like a handicap stall, in the year 2000 in New Jersey in Anderson Park.
I'm gonna say right off the bat, time travel. I didn't expect it all to be alarm. I did not see this coming. Time travel. I'm still having fun. To be honest with you, but seriously.
Yeah, we didn't. We're not taking this. We're taking this back at the fucking beginning.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so just so you know, we are collecting a large amount of like paradox right now because we went back in time to stop. Okay.
This is gonna be honestly like going back this far is gonna be like a greater paradox type situation. So, whew. All right.
So
this was your choice.
That's all right.
With it. All right.
That's true. That's true. No, it's not paradox unless we stop her from continuing to do this.
That's true. That is true.
We're just gonna be following her.
Okay.
From time period to time period.
But we have technically stopped the thing
the
with Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we? We just stopped the boy. I mean,
all we know, she sent other agents.
And also, she might be a time traveler. She might have contingency plans.
Exactly. So, paradox, as long as you can say it could go on like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we went up to Guy Fawkes, excuse me, Mr. Fawkes, and blew his head off, then paradox says, whoa! But this way, we still can technically say, no, she had a contingency plan. Because
mm-hmm.
We don't know if she did or not. It could still make sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we're going to we will first apologize to the young man screaming.
No, I'm trying to make sure that there is no one there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, actually, that just said no one's in there. And then all three of you are now in the same stall. Very cramped stall, actually. The door opens, and there's this guy who's in a cloak and a wizard's hat. All blue with a stick standing before him. He goes like, am I interrupting something, guys?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Lightning bolt. Zapping him with a passive.
Go ahead. Because he's just some guy in a cloak.
And then it
lightning
comes back.
Bolt.
Yeah, it comes back, and he's like slaying and like leaning against the wall, and, like in his underwear, and I'm dressed up in his like cloak. All right, come on, folks.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm walking out. I'm walking out, and
you go out into a place with full of tents and people dressed a mixture of people dressed in like. Different types of, like, medieval gear.
Probably actually very similar to what we just left.
Yeah, something along those lines, yeah. And basically, yeah. Strange, also people painted in green paint for some odd reason. Grunting. Another person with a very articulate, like, dragon costume? It's weird. And actually, a dragon and a green painted man are actually having a drink in a corner. Talking. And yeah, people dressed around.
Does anyone see our friend Stevens?
No.
Did that really take that much thought?
I'm just kind of confused. That's the first question you're asking. Gentlemen, what? There's things known as girls, you didn't realize.
There are some girls there, too.
There are two. Oh, there are some girls there, too. There are two girls.
There are girls there. This is modern times. There's women there now. Did you not see Supernatural?
Okay. All right.
There's actually a woman in the corner who's called... Everyone's, like, bowing to her because, obviously, she's the queen. Red hair. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Hell, I'm going over that way, then.
Okay.
I'm throwing the staff over my shoulder and just kind of leaning against it. And I'm like, excuse me.
To the queen?
Yeah, excuse me.
Yes, honorable mage.
All right. I am seeking Stevens.
Stevens?
His mom said he forgot his retainer. I'm sorry. D.B. Cooper is like handsome and awesome, and this is below him. He forgot his retainer.
She stares at you like an idiot. Dark Lord Cerevis.
I know that name.
Yes, you do.
I know that name. Oh no. Okay. Dark Lord's service. Where is he? I'm seeking him for a quest.
You're new at this, aren't you? You'll get the hang of it. Don't worry about it. Don't be embarrassed. This is modern times. No one really cares about this anymore. It's just for fun.
I want to point out, I'm probably the only one here right now not feeling shame. So.
Some people.
Yeah. I lean over to
Annie.
Annie, yeah. I am physically and programmatically incapable of feeling shame.
Noted,
yet.
Russ.
You're here for the Trek log? That's like a couple of blocks, a mile that way. You're in the wrong place. I'm sorry.
No.
Annie Boyle just reaches out and says, no.
Okay. Noble mage, Severus is a few trees that way.
All right. Well, look at me go. I'm going to... I just start walking. Allow me to start this... Fuck, and just walk. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, take his nachos.
Hey!
Dark Nage, evil. Evil foot. These were hexed.
Sometimes you take... hexed.
These were hexed with extra cheese. All right, so we're actually... looking to spot the kid, and then we're going to try to just linger around that area, trying to blend. And...
Give me an Untruthless Devil 3. For you, Cooper, it's 4, because you're definitely out of place.
I'm dressed.
You're dressed, but you're a dick to everyone.
I will accept that. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm going to spend the Untruthless Devil to make that 3 or higher.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make that a 3.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it.
I'm just sitting there eating nachos, just watching the kid. Occasionally a jogger would run by and say, hi there.
Okay.
I'm not part of them freaks. I'm part of Time Watch.
Okay. Eventually, Stevens. Okay. Eventually, you do see Stevens. And the two of you, he doesn't see. He does see Cooper, though. Hey, why are you staring at me?
Because.
The romance slumber is a couple of miles that way. I'm not into that.
Alright, just keep on doing what you're doing.
Does one state have?
Okay. There's a lot of larks in New Jersey. Where'd that voice come from?
I just shrug and I just kind of continue eating my nachos. Okay. Yeah.
You're creeping me out, dude. I'm gonna walk this way.
Go ahead. Just keep on doing. You just act natural. All natural lack. Son of a bitch.
He's gonna walk with your ass. You're gonna have to give me another obtrusive test.
Oh, God.
He had followers.
You actually see him go to a tent, and some people who obviously look like security start walking out.
You go.
Excuse me, sir.
You just follow him, okay? Okay.
Excuse me, sir. We're going to have to ask you to leave. You're making people uncomfortable.
You're making people... I'm making people uncomfortable. Look at how many violations that you are dealing with in a park. You realize this is government property, am I right? Okay, Jesus, let me, where's my, I pull up my tether and it's like a badge right here. I'm part of the parks and recreational facilities. I'm a government employee, and I'm here trying to find someone who's in charge because I am disappointed. Look at that flag right over there. That flag is supposed to be at half mast right around 3 o'clock, but it is not full mast, sir. Now, and not only that, but what kind of tensions are on these rods holding up all these tents of yours? And who allowed you to put tents up? I need permits, I need names, and I need IDs right now. Just keep on doing it. You guys can go.
Normally, I wouldn't make you roll a charm, use a charm point for that. But you're wearing a robe and a wizard's hat.
No, he does have authority,
I have authority.
Oh, you do have authority. Yeah. Give me a point of authority.
Do I have to pay for that? I mean, like, I'm just trying to distract them. Like, authority, if I paid, then I wouldn't that be like, they want to be my friend.
Special.
I'd
get
them
special.
That is true,
I'm just distracting them as these guys continue
following.
Then you
two are following. So basically you're strong.
Yeah.
Okay, eventually you follow the guy. He's off with himself, off by himself, and he seems, you're not sure what he's doing, and then you realize he's preparing a speech. My queen... Now I wish to tell you the truth. My love for you is a long time... Oh, eternal. Eternal sounds better. Eternal! My queen! My love for you is eternal! And then behind him you hear, well, that's good to hear.
Ross is muttering to himself, like, organic love is incapable of being eternal. Eternal love is only digital.
One,
isn't that right,
zero,
my sweet?
001.
Exactly, my sweet.
And Annie's sitting, and we're both like having our own little monologues, and Annie's just like, people have died for saying this.
And now out comes this woman, all in black, basically very stereotypical beautiful woman, like almost unnaturally beautiful woman, coming forward. Hello, Sir Paladin. Stevens, is it? And then you just hear a conversation between them. The same spiel that Stevens gave you about the future needs you, etc., etc. So, Stevens, will you give me another obtrusive test, both of you?
I see another point to make sure
made
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Made it.
Got
made
it.
All right. Stevens, let's go. What? To the past. Waves out his hands. Before she even opened her head, the paladin's head is just instantly there. It's like, I'm touching her.
I'm touching
and then they travel. All
right.
I'm going to, because we've got our, one of our things counts as a comm unit as well, so I'm telling, DB over the comm unit, we found Susanna, she's already taken Stevens back, we need to pursue her through time immediately.
I'm just talking to someone, okay, and these papers are signed with a pencil, what am I dealing with? What's that? Okay, you just start preparing to travel home with her right now. I'll be catching up in 5 seconds. Gentlemen, it's been fun. It was great. You enjoy your imagination time, all of you. And by the way, sir, I'm just really worried about your health. You need to stop eating them nachos. And then I'm just taking off running. I'm taking off running. And so you guys can go ahead, because I'm going to piggyback off your time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, dude, like we're doing like the whole like
the piggyback rolls.
Like she goes first. Mm-hmm. I wait like a couple of seconds while I still, and then I go to give him a couple of seconds to catch up.
Okay,
and go.
That's fine. So roll,
people.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Nope. Ooh. Take two.
Seriously,
dude.
Kicked in your direction. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, I'm rolling.
The sad part is the one that hit on the floor was a six.
So I rolled a two.
Yep. One or two takes 2 points of chrono stability damage. 3-4 takes 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I thought it's basically always two.
Oh, it's always
two. It's always two. Yeah.
If you fail. Okay. So
for a travel test.
Yeah, but what was the minimum then to not fail?
Hmm? Basically 4, 5, or 6 to not fail.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I fail. So okay. God damn. I really need to work on my chrono stability.
Okay.
All
right. You're back in London, actually. From your wristwatch, it's telling you November 1st.
Alright, so she's anything but...
That's 1605.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, and where are we right now?
You're actually in another alley. There's a lot of alleys in London.
There really is. It's basically just alleys.
Can someone use a reality anchor to help me out with my chrono stability?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not that bad.
I'm at 4.
This is true.
Yeah, it's true. But you won't take negatives until you hit 0.
Yeah, fuck it. Okay, fine.
Okay, but it's up to you. I'm just saying.
All right, so where are they now?
Hmm?
We're trying to find them.
Well, basically, because you're You can't be in a crowded place. Basically, looking around with your notices, you eventually see them going to a building.
All right. And we're going to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to sneak.
Before, just following them in, is there sort of any indication of what this building is? Are we walking into a tavern? Are we walking into a warehouse?
Looks like just a regular house.
A house, okay.
Yes.
Then I'm going through the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Through a back window? Or?
Back window, back door, whatever. Yeah. I find.
You can go through a back window.
That's where I'm going to go. Anybody else? Do anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I'm following along.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the window and quickly unlock it because I don't need to roll for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
And open it up and slide through.
You slide through with no issues into what looks like a bathroom. Except, wait, there's no bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm mixing up my time.
A yeast closet.
You're actually in a side room where there's a bucket where people pooped in.
There we go. Yep.
And I'm opening the door a little bit.
Why do we keep ending up in the water closet?
Did you go to go with him or no?
Yeah, okay. We're with
all right, them. Okay.
I'm kind of peeking open the door.
It has been 5 minutes, and I have been in two stalls of relief.
I'll just get you ready when you retire, love.
Your organics are disgusting.
You peek open the door. All right. Peek open the door, and you start hearing noises. But you're going to have to give me intrusive if you want to go in further.
Made it. No, I made it because I spent my two,
nice.
2 points on the fail
list. But still, you keep rolling twos. It's ridiculous.
Very nice.
You're going to use some different dice and you still keep rolling twos.
I'm going to roll another again. Okay. It doesn't work. It doesn't just fall on two.
It might, for all you know. Yeah. All right.
You go and you know what? I'm going to use this again to increase. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay back to get those 2 points back.
Okay, that works.
Great. They have a really interesting, I guess they're called freebie points?
No, they are stitches.
Yeah, they have a really interesting.
Stitching time saves them.
Mm-hmm. They have some really interesting stitches, things you can do. So
mm-hmm.
I need to actually gain more. So yeah, I'll use one.
Okay, works for me. So you do that. And basically, going in, you go through a smallish hallway, and then to another. You can hear inside another room, and you can hear into the room. The door's closed, but you can hear into the room. Basically, you hear what seems to be someone, a woman talking, and a crowd of men. And basically, woman, the basic spiel going like, "Welcome today, a special mission. We will stop Reploid Future from happening, and in the end, you will be all hailed as heroes. I'll bring you back to your town, but you'll be wealthy, etc., etc., etc. Promising these things to guys the world." And if pretty much anything to make them believe it. And they're believing it from what you can hear.
Are they all just men from LARPs? Or, like, I'm going to peek in. Do these guys look like men that are LARPers?
No. Steven's there. He's the LARPer guy. Everyone else...
Like, I'm just making sure, like, there's a ninja. There's a...
With your notice and your points in... there a noise for, like, noticing, like, how people act and stuff like that? Would that just straight up be notice?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just notice.
Okay. The look of them, not LARPers or anything like that, but you're good at reading people, D.B. Cooper. These are the type of people that want to be heroes.
Virgins.
Not necessarily virgins. That's, and that stereotype right there. No, people who just want to be heroes. People who just always believe.
But time periods. All sorts of type periods?
All sorts of type periods, honestly.
Alright, we got some comparison notes. We got some dreamers. We got some riders, that looks like. Probably nobody of really even consequences. This person is collecting nobodies to do her dirty work in the past. Not like she's grabbed anybody important, which means that she knows something about the future and dealing with it. Alright. So
extra disposable.
Absolutely. No. Wait, no, of course not.
Technically.
Thank you. I mean, they're all disposable. Like, this one's
I'm taking my tether, and I'm just, like, slowly getting her into the image, and I'm going to take a picture. Like, no flash.
And then going to apply a nice sort of a filter. To and make it look nice and old-timey.
Add some pretty clouds in the corner.
But basically, I'm trying to...
Timestagram.
I'm going to tap at it. I'm like... I just added a sexy voice to my tether. Hello, tether. Hello! God damn it, I never know how to say them, goddamn. Analyze this picture, see if we got any criminal files on this girl.
Okay. Do a quick scan. No.
All right, could you see if... I'm going to hold up, tether, I'm going to hold this up again and see if she's wearing a mesh. And I'm going, like a holographic mesh. And tell me now, and so I'm basically scanning to see if she's wearing a mesh.
Yes.
She's wearing a mesh. Is there any way to displace that?
You have to grab her.
Alright, okay. Okay, guys, here's the thing. If we grab her now, then we're going to cause one silly bunch of a paradox. We need to wait for her to get away and send Stevens off to do his busy work in order for us to then grab her. So we need to be on her like flies on honey. Is that okay?
Your colloquialisms are so colorful.
All right, so I guess we're just going to be waiting to see what she has to say here. Mm-hmm.
And basically, she pretty much outlines the plan to these guys. Basically, make sure Guy Fawkes' plans goes on. This Steven is going to go tell them the ultimate plan, that part you already saw. Another group is going to go for the gunpowder, making sure it works properly and everything like that. And another group is going to take care of the one telling secrets.
The one
telling secrets. Basically, the one who warned Lord Monteagle about the plot.
Oh, yeah. He gets taken care of. Mm-hmm. Okay, it don't sound like they're using anything nuclear or something like that. The thing that made it so them being able to blow up the entire thing is they got rid of the warning system. Mm-hmm. So we got to protect... Yeah.
Make sure the warning is actually able to go through.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You do notice, though, as she's talking, she says, for your mission is important, and she gives you, she seems to give them some sort of, like medals or something like that. These will signify that when you eventually come to the future with me, show that you're heroes, etc., and just puts them on their chest, and they put them under their cloaks, real proud of them. These are the guys handling the gunpowder.
Uh-oh.
Russ, are you able to see what those, is there anything special about those medals? Do they say anything?
Well, they're made out of anything.
Let's find out.
Give me a science!
Science roll.
Actually, yeah, it's a science roll. You can use straight up science, and I can tell you what it is.
Yeah, I have science. I have 2 points in science.
Know, so or you can spend one of those points, and he'll have to tell you something extra special.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me what I see. Yeah.
They're obviously made of... From the look of it, they're made of some type of metal, but obviously not pure metal, not something natural.
Okay.
But you have to look at it and touch it in order to understand what it is.
Yeah, like I'm going to need to get my hands on one of them to properly analyze.
All right. Good idea. Okay, we got plenty of time. We'll follow this group. I'll follow this group over here, going over to in that one bear's life. You get one of the medals from the gunpowder people. See what it is, and we'll keep in constant communication.
Of course.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Good luck to you two. I'm going to join in with these guys, and I'm going to flip up my cloak.
Do you have disguise?
Yeah, I have disguise. I don't have great disguise, but I have disguise.
Yeah, I've got 2 points in disguise. Look, not obviously a robot. Okay, good.
Exactly.
Whereas for me, I really could just... put up my hood and be like, and I blended.
Oh, do you want to take this role then? I mean, that
might be... No, because it's a group of men and I don't think I'm quite that good at disguise.
Well, it unobtrusive works if you're not paying attention to yourself. If you're in a group of them talking to them, they'll notice you.
Yeah.
Are they all men?
They're all men.
Okay, well then, I got this. Yeah, I'll use disguise though. Since I have a cloak, I'll walk up, I'll join in the group as they leave.
Which group is this you're following?
Sorry. I'm following the people off the warning guy.
Warning guy? They're going after a person named Father Threshman.
Yep, I'm going with that group, and mm-hmm. I'm going to join in as they leave the house, and spend my disguise.
Spend your disguise. Difficulty 4. Yeah, you're good.
Damn. Okay, cool.
All right, and you hear them talking. It's like, all right, I've never killed anyone, but you know, he's a Reploid spy, so he has to die, right? Right, guys. All right. They're obviously trying to convince himself to do the job.
Okay, cool. As they're doing that, as we're walking, I'm sure we're just walking through the streets, looking like idiots in cloaks. I'm gonna be like, as you know, the guy's talking to himself. I'm like, don't you worry, Deb, gentlemen. We're gonna be able to do this because we're doing this for the world.
Yeah, we're doing this for the world.
I mean, then Reploids. I mean, I mean, you know what? How I don't care if they can rip a man's skin off just by looking at him. I mean, we have. I mean, sure, of us, like three of us might die, four of us even, but there's five of us, so one of us will be able to kill him. I mean, as long as he doesn't look at us all at the same time, so we have to come out from different angles. Of course, that's just us talking. I mean, I think we're going to be able to succeed because we're heroes. We're absolutely heroes. Right. You know, no, what? We're not. We're not heroes. We are martyrs because we're going to die for our cause. Dying is believing, my gentleman. I'm ready to die. Aren't you ready to die? You look like a man ready to die. Look at you.
You intimidated?
Oh, shit, I don't.
You don't. It's like, listen, dude.
I'm reassuring you.
Listen, dude, I don't know. If you're not ready for the mission, go back to Susanna and disappoint her. Do you want to disappoint her?
I'm not trying to disappoint her.
All right, then. We're going to do a mission. We're going to save the world. We are heroes. Just for at least one day.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cool.
Let's get out of here.
Cool. Then we're
the new guy. Jeez. Aren't we all new guys? Shut up!
Oh, damn it! I took that intimidation away.
That's yes, awesome. You did.
I'm gonna pay that. I was like, I'm gonna buy that again someday.
All right. All
right. And that's me. I'm just gonna follow you guys. Do your part.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
We're following the group that has the medals, and they're going to the docks to pick up the. Or they have something to do with the delivery of the gunpowder, and we want to get our hands on one of those medals specifically.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So they're heading off, walking off towards the docks, actually.
Mm-hmm. We've made
it. And eventually, they're going through crowded streets. There's not much you can do. And eventually, they go to what looks like a very mix between a house and a warehouse, like that's close to the river. And they head inside.
All right. So we follow, sneak in as well?
It's either that or burn the structure to the ground.
There's potentially gunpowder in there.
Excellent. It will make it all the more efficient.
No, it won't.
Very well, we will default on your feminine wiles for now. These are the two options in his head. Destroy them all, rely on her feminine wiles.
There are many times when my feminine wiles do come into play. Sneaking into a building is generally not one of them, because buildings do not recognize gender.
Not in this century, they don't.
Exactly. Well, we're still in this
exactly.
century.
Exactly.
So. The sexist house epidemic was occurring.
Better than the racist house.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right, so what would be the skill for sneaking into the house?
Unobtrusive. Yes.
I guess.
Yep, yeah. It would be. Right. You have to go against their mooks. They're level 3.
Yeah, so I'm going to spend a point to make it 2 or higher. Because robot. Yep, make it.
Yep.
You're fine. You easily go into the house, watching them. They're walking to the basement. You're able to follow them in. And inside is a very fairly large basement. Near a dock, it's weird. And inside are what look like barrels of gunpowder. And he starts prepping it, setting it up, all of them. And basically, like it's like 3 guys. And they're talking about it. It's like, man, what? Look at this thing. How this thing shines. And they start talking to each other, slapping it around, because it's future metal. It's awesome. And one of them actually mixes it, and drops it into the gunpowder. Oh, man, you notice something happened to the gunpowder. Mm-hmm. Like some sort of reaction. Uh-oh. It's for a quick second. With your android eyes, you can see it.
Yeah, I immediately, pull her, so we have some cover.
Okay,
yeah,
so and nothing happens, though.
All right. Sorry.
Are you done?
That was the second where I thought it was going to explode. Mm-hmm. I was very excited for that second.
I was going to say, thought or hoped?
Yes. Let's go. Alright.
Okay. And they're still preparing the gunpowder. Make sure everything's packed up properly. And said, okay, they're going to pick it up on the 3rd, guys. We've got this. We're just going to have to be civilians. Be part of the crowd. Mm. Who's getting food? Do they have pizza? They don't have pizza! Steve! Inns? No, they don't have pizza, Rubio! God damn it, what do we eat? We got packed up stuff. We got past food. Which is, there's a lot of salted stuff. It's gonna suck. But we're saving the future. We've got this. Yeah, that's what's basically happening.
Right. So they're settling down.
Yeah, settling down.
Do any of them take off their cloaks as they
Of course, sunset? Because it's hot.
It's very hot in there.
Yeah. Even though it's cold outside.
And yoink.
Yeah, yeah. Easily grab it because they're mooks. Alright, yeah. You can analyze it.
Now I've got a metal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is a chemical enhancer.
Hmm.
Basically to affect the gunpowder itself. Most likely to give it more juice.
Hmm.
You do know from your history, one of the things, even if the gunpowder plot was never discovered, there's a chance it wouldn't have worked anyway because some of the gunpowder had gone bad. So possibly this is either to fix that problem in the gunpowder, or to, you know, improve the gunpowder, make it blastier.
Blastier.
Yeah.
That's a scientific term.
Yes, it is actually. It actually is in
21st century. 0.6 blastier! This metal is designed to improve the explosiveness quotient of this gunpowder by at least 3 times. I believe I shall stockpile it.
For now, I will allow it.
Excellent. Puts it away. Well, now that we know this, can we kill them all?
No. Especially not when they have the metals with that close to the gunpowder.
Hmm. True. So what is our next step?
Next step is to do things.
Do all the things. Yeah.
So, does it sound like these kids are just going to wait here for 3 days?
Yeah.
They have to sleep sometime. We're going to steal everything. Yeah. I'm going to wait for them to fall asleep. They can't...
Future text, maybe it's like, you know, we like inform you silently through, you know, the communicators what the plan is and what we intend to do, basically. Wait until fall asleep and kill, delete, steal.
I inform you guys, it's like, okay, I have 5 people here, we're going over to Father...
Francis. No, Father something or...
The father's domain, and we're going to kill him. I might need some assistance.
Francis Threshman, that was right, I'm sorry.
Francis Threshman. So, but I got an idea. What? As we're moving through, I'm looking at all these young men, and...
We can be heroes one for one day.
All right.
He's an alien robot thing.
Yeah, absolutely, I say, yeah. As we were walking, like, just across the street through that, and then I kind of stopped, like, whoa.
What?
Well, gentlemen, don't tell me you didn't notice the brothel right here.
Brothel?
Come on, I mean, we're time travelers, aren't we? We got plenty of time to take care of this individual. So how about we all, you know, we're all kind of little, who here wants to remember killing a guy, even if he is a vaporoid?
Reploid.
Thank you, Danny. even though he's a Reploid.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Do we really want to remember murdering him? What if someone else comes in and sees us? We're going to have to murder them too. I mean, I don't want that to remember. So how about we do this? We get some liquid courage in us. Maybe get a couple liquid courage in the ladies in there. And we just take a little bit of a breather. And if we miss our chance, we just tell the girl that we can go back in time and do it all over again. Who's agreeing with me? Unless you guys don't like girls.
No, we like girls.
I'm paying my charm.
All right, fine. It always ends with a brothel with you, doesn't it?
Bar, brothel, whatever. And I slap the boys on the, I slap the boys on the... Come on, let's get
into it. They might have, like, it's 60th century. They might have, like, 17th century thing. They might have diseases and... Oh, wait, they're naked. Let's go!
and basically what I'm going to be doing as we're traveling through, like, the bar, I'm just going to be slapping the boys on the chest, like, hey, this is going to be great, you know, as they're, like, around and then putting them asleep, one at a time.
You actually see some of the brothel owner going, like, man, these guys are lightweights.
Exactly. Just like, hey, this is my buddy, right? This is my best friend. And so I'm basically moving around trying to subdue all 5 gentlemen.
Okay. And honestly, I'm going to say you do so because they're mooks.
Yeah. And okay. each time I can, I'm going to drag, you know, as soon as I get them all down, I pay for a room and I drag them all up and then I put a mem chip on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then I send you guys a text. Took care of them. Took care of the, but I'm going to watch over the guy to make sure they don't send a second wave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going over the father's place.
Okay.
And you guys have fun. I'm Pete.
Okay.
Actually, okay, so while we're waiting for them to fall asleep, would I be able to maybe spend a science point to, that's because that's the way you pronounce it, to figure out a way to modify this metal so instead of enhancing the gunpowder, it sort of, you know, makes it
You're a mind reader, Russ.
That would still be a tinkering roll, but yeah. If you use a science point, I'd add plus 3 to your roll.
Which I will use, because my tinkering is... I'm going to use up one of my science points, which with a +3, isn't that like an automatic success, though?
Mm-hmm. Generally, depends on the difficulty.
So what's the difficulty?
It's going to be 5 for this, though.
Okay, so that would give me, so that would make it 2, and I'm going to spend 1 point of tinkering, so I only fail on a 1. Mm-hmm. I make it.
You're good.
So basically while we're waiting for them to fall asleep, you see me sort of like doing like, you know, basically using the zappy thing she just like modifies. Mm-hmm. Right. Once we have the rest of them, I should be able to modify them. We can reinsert them into the gunpowder and, well, that will render this plot inert.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I check on the boys. Have they fallen asleep yet?
Oh, they're asleep. You take up no issues.
They make that sound. They make that sound. I rub their tummy.
So yeah, basically I modify the metal and then sort of like, I guess we give it back to them so they can place it back and like that should take care of that.
Excellent. Okay.
And I didn't even have to kill anybody this time.
Oh, 1001.
I know, baby.
You didn't have to kill him. But you did.
Just... Oh. Didn't have to kill anybody.
All right, then. Let's get out of here before they awaken and risk seeing us.
Yes, in which case I would have to kill them.
out!
So I'll be hanging out a little longer. Right, so yeah, we get the hell out.
Yep, and let's go find DB here.
Yep.
By teleporting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cute.
Are you going to teleport?
Yeah,
that's,
why not?
It's going to be a travel test.
That would make a travel test. Like, do we need to teleport?
Do you want to...
I mean, we're just walking along the streets. Like, we did our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But it's also potentially dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you were the wuss that didn't put enough points in his chronal stability.
Because I needed it for killing.
The killing power, which will happen. Don't worry. Yeah, I guess I'm going to wherever this father's supposed to... Wherever we were supposed to be going.
Yeah, you go to the Francis' home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly nice place. You know, he's a father.
Is it a church?
It's not a church. It's just a regular home. It's where he lives.
Oh, okay. Mm. Huh. All right, Cooper. Let's see how good are you at this. And, I'm just going to first sit out, you know, just kind of leaning against the lamppost waiting, and I'll wait for these guys to come.
Mm-hmm.
We stroll up eventually.
Yep. As they're strolling up, you actually see him walking up the street. And right next to him, it seems to be a woman, the same woman that was talking to you. Now in a nun costume. Talk to the person talks back, and he just walks by, and the woman turns around a corner.
I point him. Have I seen these guys yet, or is it just me alone?
Just you alone.
Look towards the father, look back towards the woman, and then I say, then I send you guys a message explaining that, or I don't need to send you, I'm not texting you, I'm a fine, this is future. Mm-hmm. I talk. I think I spot the woman, she was talking to the fella, and he walked into his home. I'm going to follow the woman, see where she's going,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to follow.
Okay. Give me an obtuseness test. Nope.
Ba, 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 da, okay. Ba, da, ba.
All right. She feels she turns around and sees you, and she goes, "Help! Help! That man is following me!" And a bunch of men start slowly turns at you, chasing the nun.
No, gentlemen, don't you worry one second, one bit. This is a big. I'm a doctor. I'm here to inform her that she is pregnant, and we're gonna be. Don't you worry. I hold up my leather satch, my leather bag. And I'm using my charm. I'm using my authority.
I'm a doctor.
Don't, ma'am, please come back. That is not a nun. The nun would not do the things that she's been doing. And I do. So, kids, grab the witch.
I'm a doctor. My professional medical opinion is witch. That's actually how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, at this time,
the hard part is. I guess. She starts to run and they're chasing after her.
I'm trying to actually.
And you feel the disturbance in the forest is all too familiar.
Okay. I'm booking it. I'm actually trying to catch her.
All right. She's trying to chase off all these guys, this angry mob chasing after her now.
That's why I don't dress like a nun.
Okay. Okay. And she goes, screw it. She's
not language becoming a nun.
Okay. She's going to actually teleport. She's going to risk a paradox to escape.
Okay.
Let's see how this turns out. What was the difficulty for this? I think it's still 4 for this. Oh. She still teleports away. Do you want to try to chase after her? In front of a crowd of people?
What I'm doing? What's around me? What is around me? Because I need like a split second decision. I'm going to try to get chase after her, but I'm going to have to try to do it like
secretly. Two rounds to do it.
Okay, yeah, so. You need an unobtrusive roll. Difficulty 5 to find a nice alley.
Like that. Mm-hmm. 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
3. So, 2 and above.
3. You're good.
And then I'm going to spend one of these. Mm-hmm. Get those back. Well, 2 of them back. And then
I'm hearing her crying, witch! It was a witch! Oh, God! Oh, God! Doctor! Doctor! The doctor! Witch to the doctor! Oh, my God!
They're all witches!
Oh, my God!
I just started the
They're
witch.
They're all witches! Who else is a witch? Are you a witch? I'm a witch! You're a witch!
You actually started the witch trials a year early.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. She did.
She did, yes.
I'm,
yes,
yeah,
she did.
Of course I'm going to try to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you guys, I'm like, follow him. She just left in front of a whole bunch of gentlemen, very angry. This ain't gonna look good on the report. And what do I have to roll?
Okay, roll your time travel test. Nope, you take 2.
Damn it.
You take 2.
This is a joke. Time travel.
Okay, and you appear in an empty house, still in Britain, and you see an open door in front of you to another side room.
Alright, I am, is this a trap? I'm using my notice.
God damn it. God damn it.
She went through the closed
door. Okay.
The open door is the trap.
You do see something that looks almost like a futuristic tripwire, and a gun attached to it.
Okay, so, basically, since I paid my notice, my one notice, she has basically booby-trapped that, that room. I'm looking towards the dust on the floor because this is an old house, and I'm looking, is her footsteps that direction?
Nope.
And I look towards I'm following where the footsteps ran to.
Okay. And eventually you go upstairs, and there she is. She looks out of it a little bit because, you know, chronic instability.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little freaked out. Ugh! It's your fault they didn't go.
Oopsie.
Okay. Son of a... You do know, I'm going to say with your trainee, you would know this. You do know that she didn't have enough time to figure out they didn't complete the mission.
Mm-hmm.
This is a future version of her. So the version of her, other version of her that was trying to complete the mission is still doing her thing. So she actually, for whatever reason, that thing didn't happen. So she went back into the past. Time travel. Went back into the past to make sure that
this
that
is
happened.
Not the exact same woman.
Yes,
that
it's a future her. Version of her than the one you're eventually.
Okay,
like
so
her.
Basically, she teleported to this timeline and then left, leaving me with the future version of her failure self.
Yes,
gotcha. And so do you want to make this easy, or do I need to just send you over to the technicians to drill into your head to get that information? What you working at, darling?
In here. I gotta stop the Reploid threat?
Oh, come on. We all know the Reploid threat ain't something. It's something we use. We use that like 5 times. The Alamo was fought because of the Reploid threat.
That's true. Maybe. Maybe not. Or maybe. Give me another truth in this test. Difficulty 4.
Or. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. I've learned my lesson. I'm spending these like I'm supposed to. Yes! Thank God!
She's trying to aim a gun at you.
Okay, she is trying to aim a gun at me.
Yeah, but you're going to get first roll.
Are we close range?
Mm-hmm. You're not close range.
Well...
She said that she's at the end of the room.
All right, then I'm going to dodge. Or I'm going to get behind whatever I can get behind, so... Because I don't have a gun on me.
Yeah, so basically you can go to behind the wall, and that gives you a +1 to your hit threshold. So it'll be a 5 to hit you.
Okay, and what I'm actually going to do... is I'm going to go behind the wall. Okay. I got an idea.
All right, but she's going to try to hit you.
Great.
She does.
Okay.
It's going to be a damage die. Plus, it's a beam weapon. I think it's plus one. Uh-huh. I'm just going to say plus one because I don't want you to die. Causing four damage.
Five.
Through the wall.
Wait.
You do know, so it's a beam weapon in a very poorly equipped house. Fire seems to start happening immediately.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I know that the beam weapons cause heat?
Or yes.
Large amounts of heat?
Yes.
Just where they start off at?
Yes.
Paradox prevention.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Cooper's actually going to be trying to put out the fire with his jacket, you know, because the last thing he needs is a fire burning out, which is good because that gives his future self enough time to come up behind, to have placed, before he even got here, a, you know, from time since, a thermal explosion. Right near her. Mm. So when the heat increases, it explodes.
What type of explosive is it?
It's mostly knockout. Something, nothing too damaging. Just something to try to stun the hell out of her.
Very, very nice. But you still need to pay for Chronos' ability.
Of course.
Yeah.
I paid for it, and what am I rolling about?
Just difficulty four. Four to your Chronos' ability.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
That's your help.
One, two, three, four.
Everything is going to be plus one harder.
I'm going to spin one of these.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, you can't return. You can't use stitches for Chronos' ability. You have to use Reality Anchor for that.
Oh, then I'm going to start using my Reality Anchor.
That, can you use it on yourself?
Yeah. You only get one.
Oh, okay, but, yeah. It's like medicine. Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, it's my... when you have Reality Anchor 8, that's when you can start using it on other people.
Okay.
Right. So by default, it's just
one. All right, that's fine.
So, yeah,
but if I ever am within voice contact with him again, then I can start to be like, and undo.
Yeah, so zero. I'm at one now.
Okay, very, very nice. All right,
so Cooper, like, oh, crap, he starts taking off his jacket and trying to smash at the fire.
Okay, since you have her by surprise, I'm going to say give her... This is going to be a difficulty 3 roll to make sure to knock her out. For her stun test.
Should she?
So I would roll for that, yes. So difficulty 3. Actually, no. No, sorry, I put it in the wrong direction. So this would work, sorry, because I was thinking of something else. All right, so she's knocked out.
All right, and Cooper just kind of squints... Looks over, looks around, and I see, like, confetti floating down, and one of the notes says, you know, you're the dick. You're the dick past Cooper. He's like, I hate that guy. So he goes over, and he's arrested, and, you know, he's putting the cuffs on her. And
her skin feels very cold.
I am going to try to take the mesh off.
You do, and below it is green skin, yellow eyes. Very flat face. The stereotypical look of a Reploid.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm trying to take the mesh off that.
Nope.
This is the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yeah. Huh. I just kind of look at it. And I sling over my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Can I actually take someone with me from the past?
I think you can, right?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was just looking through the equipment list briefly, and, like, the chronal web specifically was for if there's something that was larger than you could carry.
Okay.
So I would think, you know, makes the sense. Average human can carry another average human.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. I am, since I'm pretty good at this paradox prevention, I'm going back, I'm going to time headquarters quickly with this girl.
Okay.
HQ.
Okay.
Is there anything
you can
spend
a stitch to not have to do a time roll?
Yes, please.
Yep.
If I had known that.
I forgot completely about that.
I'm appearing... is there like a... Can I appear an hour before we arrived from the Hazel, Dr. Hazel?
Yes.
Like, basically what happens, we teleport away to the Dr. Hazel thing, and then I teleport back with, like, the woman.
Actually, you can teleport right as soon as you come in, and then you can give a phone call. At the same time, remember because there was a phone call from
I'm actually calling. Like after that, yeah, you guys are, and he's like, oh, I got a phone call.
Yeah.
I'm calling. Yeah, I'm calling the guy.
Okay. He's like, yeah.
Hi, this is DB Koopa. You're looking right at me right now. I appreciate it if you don't act like that
you. I know the drill.
Of course, sorry about that, sir. I'm looking at a Reploid.
What?
A Reploid. She's in.
One sec. And you hear the same conversation before. Get in here now.
Okay, so I kind of duck back as, like, you know, walking towards the break room, and then I, like, sneak back and I drop the Reploid off.
What did you do? What did you do? We had an agreement.
Sir, you're speaking to not probably the one talking to speaking.
Oh, God damn it.
Reploid, she's trying to destroy Guy Fox, all that jazz. Guy,
what?
She's just trying...
Was she trying to kill...
She's trying to make Guy Fox bombing work out right. Basically, that dissolves the British Empire. I give him the whole thing. I said, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would she kill her own people?
Oh, God. What's going on?
Oh, no. All right. Here's the gist. Ripples exist.
Mm-hmm.
They're not technically part of Time Watch. We have an agreement with them. They like to be in particular rulers. We let them rule things as long as time flows freely. One of them is kind of the royal family.
Are you telling me she was actually right about the Reploid whole thing?
Yes, but they're not... They're people like us. Hell, like me. They're cold-blooded.
All right, so why... Apparently, this is her future self. Uh-huh. I didn't capture the one that was running from me, but I caught the one that she wanted me to catch.
Yeah.
All right, I got a headache, sir.
You've been here how long already? Don't even know how to use the microwave, for God's sakes.
7 years.
Okay, go back to your team. Make sure they don't find out about the Reploid thing. Just stop this from happening.
All right. Over and out. You're going to fix that, right?
There are protocols.
All right. Okay, I'm actually going to take a month off. And then I'll be back. Thanks. I'm just going to take my vacation day. I'm taking a month in Tahiti. Have a great time. It's a magical place. I repair myself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then I beam back with all of my ground stability and my health back.
There must be a rule against that.
No, it isn't. It is not. There's no rule against that. It's just dangerous to do.
Okay.
It's dangerous to do during a mission because if you go back in time and they hit it. It's dangerous to do. From what I remember, it's actually extremely dangerous to do if you do it during combat. Like, I'm hurt. I am actually going and spending 2 months of healing time and then coming back. If you do that, they have a potential to hit you as you're beaming out and that just explodes shit.
Mm.
You could do it anytime you want.
No one's prevents someone from just, like, doing it over and over again, get rid of the chronic stability.
Well, every time you do it, you have to make a roll, don't you?
Yeah, he's going to have to make a roll to come back, so he could still come back with, like, 2 chronic stability against
That's
him.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so wait. I mean, and also, I'm sure Time Watch would be like, you can't take a vacation to Tahiti every time. This is my first time, so yeah, I'm just healing up for, like, a week.
And also, I'm thinking probably this is a play test of the rule, so I'm sure there have... talk about how to prevent that sort of thing. Okay, we'll talk.
And you can. I'm sure it's the GM's choice, basically. I mean, truth be told, the dinosaur can say, no, go now.
I'm just going to go with that rule.
Okay, so I'm sorry, because
that doesn't seem right to me.
It's totally right. No, why should I suffer? I mean, you're supposed to be able to heal your stuff. I think it's just a creative...
Yeah, I'm just saying, at least home rule it, if you're in a mission, you can't take a month in Tahiti to get rid of your chronic stability.
I think that's bullshit, but as a GM, I will respect you. And, okay. Then I'll use my rest of my reality anchor to use to heal someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm
fellow GM, I respect your decision as a player. I will get you for this.
Yeah,
you will suffer in my next
game. I'm going to die in the future ability first game.
I take 2 more damage, so I completely... Kevin, we want your opinion on this bullshit rule. If you can just tell us your opinion immediately. I think my Tahiti vacation was needed and deserved.
All right. Well, I'm an asshole, so that's the way things go.
Well, we're going to get the ruling from the creator of the game on this.
Like, all right. That's my official opinion. He's an asshole.
I fully accept that. All right, so I have the power here.
I come back blinking and not fully in time. And, I come back and I start walking back to these guys as the crowd goes crazy about the witch that has disappeared.
Yep.
There's a witch! Witches are among us! Witches are among us! Burn them all!
Are you a woman? You're a witch! Logic. That's logic.
Mm-hmm. That's just logic.
That is witch hunting logic right there. Yep.
I'm reading up on reality anchor right now because I know that you're going to need it.
Witch full
thing. He has puns! He's a witch!
One point on yourself and you heal 2 points of chronos.
Oh, if I spend one?
Yep.
Okay, it's one. It's not one for one. It's one for two.
One for two.
Oh wait, no! Wait, no. It's two. I'm sorry. It's two for somebody else. One for yourself.
Yeah, like medic. Yeah. Okay. So you're fine. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. So I'm walking back.
Then okay, and then what Team Focus does is
you spend one and then you cure us all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
I come back and I'm not looking so hot.
Okay.
I just lived through a lot of time. I mean, I even got denied some vacation time during this entire thing. Mm-hmm. I think our prehistoric dinosaur is a bastard, but that's his fault. Mm-hmm. I used to be neutral on the whole media hitting the earth, but now I'm barely on it because they don't
understand. That's hate speech. I'm just going to stop you right there.
Send me to Tahiti? Can I roll a bard?
I am not sending you to
You can TV use your reality anchor to help him.
Yeah, well, yeah. Totally what I can do anyway. So I'm going to spend it's one for two for him. So I'm going to spend two to give you four reality anchors back.
Better now?
Does that put you in a good place, or do you need more?
Four is fine.
Okay.
It's not Tahiti. But it's fine.
Well, all of us have to wait for the proper time to go to Tahiti. You are not special.
Well, in time watch, there's no such thing as bad time. Every time is good time.
Except for the bad times. Those are pretty bad times. That's what actually worked with the New Rise. It was pretty terrible. All right. So what are you guys doing now? You stopped the gunpowder from being messed up. You stopped her future self from... You stopped the bad future self from... You helped the bad future self distract her. So now there's that regular future one. Who still has a who now knows that everything's failed?
I tell him this. I tell him everything that happened. Leaving out the Reploid thing, I do explain that we caught her future self, but her future self is real all confusing. You know what I really could have used? A month into here. But that's impossible. So I'm just going to. She said something to the father in there, mm-hmm. and maybe we need to make sure that she didn't say anything like. That would keep him from talking. But I feel like I've done really a lot right now. So while I can't go to Tahiti, there is a pub not too far away that I'm just going to get a drink at. Mm-hmm. You gentlemen, you ladies can do about your mission. Just call me when you're done. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get myself a drink. Something Caribbean.
Did that? No.
No. I'll take a Mai Tai.
Witch!
Next panel, guillotine. Actually, did they have guillotine? No.
Guillotine.
No, you're right. Just
a, plus it's French.
It's just an axe. It's a British axe.
Yes, those they had.
Yeah, they had axes. All right. Okay.
I consider myself something of an expert on on how they killed people.
All right, so you go to a pub, get a drink. What else are you doing?
We need to... Follow the father.
He's already in his home.
Oh, yeah.
Great. We have cornered. He's cornered. He's alone. We can take him.
The point right now is to keep him alive and not corner him.
It's so difficult to keep you things alive.
It's really not. Really, you just need to make sure that no one gets near him with something sharp or shooty.
Hmm. I can do this.
Jess is supposed to talk to him.
I know that.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure.
I just need to figure out, because it's like, yes, I probably could disguise myself to look like Susanna, but it's also really awkward to go in there like, so, what did we talk about 5 minutes ago? Could you refresh my memory?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to come something a little more subtle than that.
Does the door close off the hinges?
Tell me everything!
It's the devil! I heard there were witches, but they brought about the devil! Burn it all!
Yeah, I'm just going around town, like, knocking people out and sending them. It's going to be what... We're going to burn the midnight oil on this one at the old HQ. Get rid of his memory. Yeah,
it's like, God help! Don't pray to God. Pray to me. No, that's not. We're not gonna. We're not gonna do that.
No, no, we're not.
As much as I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. No. I've got nothing. I have no clue how to get this guy to talk to us and tell us the conversation that he just had.
I have a clue, but it basically involves slamming him against the wall until he talks. So,
I mean, honestly, why not? We erase his memory afterwards. Mm-hmm. He's good to go. Then he doesn't have to worry about what you told him. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the squeaky wheel occasionally needs oil, but sometimes it needs an android assassin from the future holding it against the wall and telling it to scream mama.
Fine.
Can we please narrate this scene?
So yeah, we walk up to the house with a sort of adjust, if you'll excuse me a moment, like tears the door down.
What the hell?
Just walks up, lifts him up, you will tell me everything that woman told you, every single word, or I will start ripping bits of you off one by one. And there are so many little squishy bits of you. Let's start with this one. It's not even giving you a chance, like, squish.
Good cop steps in. You let him try.
So
to
say I've got intimidation too. You know what? I'm spending. Okay. I'm spending one of those. All right. Points, so yeah. All
right. I'll tell you anything.
Oh, you will.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
And I look to her and ask.
You just had a conversation with a nun.
Yes.
Not 5 minutes
Sister
ago.
Sister Maria. She's from Spain.
Is she now?
Yes.
What did Sister Maria from Spain have to say?
We just had a conversation about secrets and... Sometimes secrets need to be kept for the good of all.
I point to my friend, Russ.
Shaking the secrets.
But, you know, even confessional rules have to be bent sometimes, so...
You were not in the confessional, so...
Valid point! That is a valid point! I knew perhaps something terrible was going to happen, and I was thinking of warning a friend of mine, and she decided to say no, because, you know, the Lord will protect him. I wouldn't have to do anything.
What friend?
Lord Monteagle. I was going to send him a letter, but I decided not to. Because the Lord would protect
me. I think that you should reconsider the not sending of the letter.
Do you work for the crown?
Annie smiles. As a matter of fact, I do.
I didn't know anything about what... I don't know any...
Tell me exactly what you do not know.
I just knew something's going to happen badly, and I thought I warned Lord Montague. That's all I know. I know something bad is going to happen. Beyond that, I have no idea.
If you wish to continue operating as a Catholic in this country, you are going to do your duty to the crown and let Lord Montague know about...
Of course. I will do so.
Right now. Otherwise, I can guarantee something bad is going to happen.
As the Lord is my witness, I promise you, I will send him a letter by royal mail itself.
Acceptable.
Let him fall down.
All right.
Get to writing.
Just send the exact letter that you were already planning on writing before you met Sister Maria or my comrade and myself.
Couldn't you just... Why do I have to write the letter? I'll write the letter. Staring at both of you with staring dead eyes.
Right.
Okay. And he writes a very, even though his hands are still shaking, but very beautiful letter about, I can't remember the exact words, they were old-timey, but he writes it down and hands it to you. Okay, the letter is written. Do you want me to send it right away, or?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll send for a messenger. Are you going to stay inside the house, Dean?
Yes, until the messenger arrives and takes the letter.
All right, a few hours later, a messenger does arrive because he sent a boy to go grab
him. A few very tense and hours later.
And I want Russ to make sure that the person that shows up is not one of the kids that wants to be a hero
matter
or
fact,
someone wearing a mesh.
Matter of fact, like, I mean, I do have notice, so
yeah,
you're probably.
Right. Okay.
Like, no. So we notice, no, not one of
legitimate 17th century messenger,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. You do so.
Like the door opens. Like, show me your teeth.
All right. Okay. He gives a letter to the messenger. All right, it's set. So
lightning bolt. Yeah, knock him out, man. Chip.
Lightning bolt. Oh no, you have to start spending a mana.
Yeah, right. No, I need to. I've had good luck so far with my rolls, so I haven't had to. But yeah, lightning bolt, mem chip, and clear him out.
Okay.
You know, because as we step out, you know, while the mem chip people are doing, like, I had fun. We should do this more often.
No, I think Tammy wouldn't approve.
1-0.
What?
1-0.
But
1-0. 1-0.
Oh. Tammy's got some sass.
You and Tammy need to stop any sweat.
Not in front of the old candy, Tammy, exactly. Please.
Not in front of the meat bags, honey.
Alright.
So that's on.
Yep.
Right.
Let's go to the pub where DB is waiting.
And that's when I said...
Oh, Jesus.
I said to you, listen to me, you cold-blooded animal, you. I deserve all the vacation time I deserve. And I'll take it because I'm part of the Time Lords. And then I told
Cooper!
Yes, mother. Oh, it's... Gentlemen, it's been a delight talking to you. And I just want to say that God bless the Queen. God bless the King. God bless everyone. God bless you all. Now you go find that witch. Stand up and
say, burn the witches!
Burn the witches!
Burn the witches!
Burn through the witches. And I'm walking towards you guys. Gentlemen, ladies, I'm much obliged that you came at this time. Did you talk to the Reverend Father, Pastor, Priest?
Yes.
We did.
And did everything go up peaches and cream?
It was delightful.
Is your life still?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences.
Still trying to figure out what happened to his door.
Oops.
Run. Run!
Shoddy organic craftsmanship.
Hooligans!
Yeah. Alright, so... Alright, let's go through this all the time. We've taken care of the... What about the gunpowder? You guys take care of that?
Yes, we have.
Alright. And then we took care of... I took care of them boys to kill the father. And, we stopped Stevens earlier. Later, actually, because we're so... Okay, so... Now the only thing we gotta wait for is... Well, girl, yeah, the woman, she's gone. She's still in the future. Yeah, she's... Maybe we can ask Time Watch to interrogate the future self and tell her where we should go, where she was sitting when the whole thing exploded. Wait, no, she said you failed, so... Wait a minute, we succeeded, because her future self said we... Everything failed. My task for all!
Witch!
There are no... My ties.
There's not really much of ties anywhere. Ladies. I just fall over. Okay, so what do we... I guess what we do... Let's go to the opening. Let's go to the 5th.
Yeah, we go ahead to November 5th.
Yeah.
The plot happened on midnight of November 5th.
Okay.
So basically, November
4th. You go to November 4th. And basically, like, what you know in history is basically... Guy Fawkes sets it up, and he starts walking up the stairs around midnight, leading into November 5th, and he's caught there. And the plot is stopped there, as far as you know.
All right, cool. Let's make sure he's caught.
Okay.
We're just going to make sure everything worked out well.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Do I want to spend 2 days just kind of laying around?
Up to you.
I think I deserve it.
If you spend the 2 days hanging around, I'll let you get back to crawl stability.
Yes!
Alright.
I'm reading Mad Magazine and everything.
Yeah, and if we're laying around for 2 days, then all of our general abilities refresh.
Yep. Yay! We just rent a room and we just sit there eating stew.
Mm-hmm. Just the general abilities, the academic ones don't, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
That takes till the end of a mission.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yep. Yeah, because they're ridiculously useful.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, no, exactly.
It would be kind of ridiculous to have them just refresh at the drop of a hat.
Because I could have spent all three of my charm and just say, Susan's in love with me.
Okay.
Then it would be awkward, but I guess you could say no as a GM. I mean, that would be a good house rule. It's like, no, you can't spend it.
Okay.
Like, I would be pissed if I spent them and you said, no, it doesn't work. But, yeah, that's how it's working. Mm-hmm. I can suggest it.
Yes.
And you could decline it or not.
I think it's probably in the book somewhere that GM has final calls.
I think it's more of a bribe. Like, hey, here's my 2 points if you let the woman fall in love with me. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
I like that.
So every once in a while there might be something I'm just like, no, you can't make the entire cast may fall in love.
No, absolutely. Cooper, you can't have every time traveling woman fall in love.
You can't go to every brothel in time.
I'm a virgin.
No. All right. So when exactly you're going? Like when he's caught, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to be there when he's caught.
Okay. You're actually, where exactly?
Where did he set up everything?
One
of the basements of Parliament.
Yeah, we'll be in the basement. Just hiding.
Just hiding in the basement of Parliament?
I do not want to be in the basement of Parliament in case this went wrong.
We'll be in the stairs. Well, do we... Well, it's not going to go off then, right? We're going to, like, try to follow
him. Guy Fawkes set up a timer. Not right. a timer, but, like, a short fuse so that he can get out of there before it explodes.
Cool. If the fuse... Did he light it before they caught him? They did. He did.
I think he did. I'm going to say yes for.
If it never exploded, then he didn't light the fuse. Mm-hmm.
No. He wanted to give himself time to go away. They caught him at the stairs going upstairs out of the Parliament.
And they
were able to go downstairs and like stop it.
Cool.
Yeah. Or you know, as just happened, time travelers modified the gunpowder so it fizzled.
Mm-hmm.
True. And then that's what we're going to do. I will. How about we split up? Because that always works out. I'll be in the basement hiding, just to make sure that nothing crazy goes on. You guys can take the stairs, or somebody can hang out with me. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But I think. But you're right. We shouldn't just all be in the basement.
Yeah, I fear.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us are upstairs. So what do you want?
What do you want to do?
Daniel. It's up to me. I'd like to see the building explode.
The building is not going to explode. Sad. Fingers crossed.
We wait. I mean, it's just not sure exactly where.
I said I'll be in the basement. All
right. I do not know the layout of Parliament to know.
Honestly,
yeah.
You go to a place in Parliament.
Yeah,
it's the House of Lords. Sorry.
But yeah. So how about You guys being someone beams to the area where the guards are supposed to grab them and hide. Someone takes the basement and someone goes along for whatever.
All right.
I asked for the android to come with me just in case the bomb is actually active. I doubt it is, but just in case.
So when exactly are you going in there?
Science.
Date and time.
11 o'clock on November 4th.
Okay, 11 p.m.
Yeah, right. p.m.
Cool.
I'm just going to hang out in the basement of Parliament.
Yeah. And you can look at all the lords and ladies, that the portraits that they have hanging out.
All right. You eventually go there. Through time and space, you find the basement and hide in there. And about, I'm going to say 11:10, you see Guy Fawkes going downstairs. And he starts prepping everything. Give me an untruthful test, difficulty 3.
Spend 1 to make that 2 or higher.
I'm good to go.
See, Guy Fawkes going upstairs, prepping everything, prepping the short fuse, and around midnight he starts walking up the stairs. You're off in a corner somewhere, you see the bodyguards getting ready to grab.
Excellent.
That goes according to plan. You see the fuse go slowly down into the gunpowder. That's it.
All right.
And then a minute later, here. Beep,
okay. How does preparedness work again?
Oh, yeah.
and paradox.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Do we have, if we do the mesh thing over something, the time mesh that we did over the DeLorean,
the chrono web.
Do we have to send it to the base, or can we send it anywhere?
It's something that two agents had to be with, so you would still have to physically be transporting it.
Yeah, and also it would take time to prepare it as well. It's his last. It's literally beeping faster and faster.
It almost sounds like, oh, wait, we're there. We can't cause a paradox. Because they'd be like, no, we'll just go back in time. And then it's like, no, but you are observing this currently.
Yeah. I mean, you can, no, suffer, you can still suffer the paradox if you want. It's going to be a big one. But you can, you have enough points that maybe it won't affect you too much.
Okay, so when we saw him come in, mm-hmm. all he did was just light the fuse yes. and walk out. He would have noticed if he'd laid something down or anything.
No, you would have noticed that. Obviously, this was set up before.
Okay. So, in that case...
Because I was, legitimately paranoid about not wanting to be in a place with live
mm-hmm.
things that could explode...
Ah, since you're not observing it. Okay,
yes.
All right.
So, I can use my flashback ability.
Uh-huh.
And I, there's a corner back there. There's a closet. It was a cabinet that happened to be right next to where they were hiding. Mm-hmm. There's a bomb diffusion kit.
You need to give me a paradox point? And you need to still roll criminal stability.
Woohoo. All right, so paradox... Wait, so I'm spending my paradox prevention?
Yes, just to, so it can happen.
Sure.
But you still need to roll criminal stability, difficulty 4, in order
okay.
to...
And does spending preparedness help with my criminal stability?
No.
Okay. All right.
You can spend criminal stability in order to raise up your points. So if you spend 2, you can increase your points and basically, you can spend 2 criminal stability.
Okay.
And thus, if you get a 4, 5, or 6, you still survive. Right. But if you still fail, you lose all 6 points instead.
We'll see what's going to happen.
Okay. So don't roll a 1.
Or I can spend 3, and then I get an auto success.
I think, can you do that? Or
yes,
do
you can spend 3 points to get an auto success.
True.
Yeah, it's that's your choice.
I've got the points to all spend. Right.
Yeah, it's better than losing 6.
Yeah, it's like, this is why I have 11 criminal stability.
Yeah, like
yeah.
This,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, it's there. Bam. Well,
so okay. So,
but what are you going to do? You don't even...
Because I specifically said, I do not want to be where there is a live bomb in case something went wrong. And guess what? My paranoia was freaking justified. Uh-huh. And I was so paranoid that because once I heard, it's like, you guys are just determined to be down there. It's like, fine. You go ahead and be idiots. Bomb diffusion kit.
Give me a tinkering roll. Whoever's going to work on the bomb.
That'll probably be me.
But be you.
She would, since we didn't notice it now, she needs to actually come out of the woodwork and say, here's a bomb diffusion kit.
Uh-huh.
And then we could work on it. But that's still not, that
or
doesn't
you could,
still break.
She could just text, basically go like, P.S., bomb diffusion kit. And it's like, as the time is coming out, like mm-hmm. midnight, she goes like, just in case, did place it, let me let them know. So
yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah.
So you get a tweet.
Oh. And yeah, okay, so I'm going to spend my second point of science, uh-huh. which would then give me...
Plus 3 to your tinkering roll.
Exactly, which
difficulty
would,
this
is difficulty 5, so that brings it down to 2.
Yep.
And then I'm going to spend... Oh, no, wrong thing. I'm going to spend another tinkering point if I only fail on a 1, because I like to live dangerously.
Yep.
5!
Okay.
Click!
Yep.
No. Yep. So... All right. I saved the meat bags. Are you happy now, honey? Until I say to my...
1.
Eh.
All right. Okay. Wait a minute. I explained to you what happened, but then I explained this.
And then I say, I told you so.
Right. But hey, thank God we were here so we can use that kit. We actually need to go back in time. I know... Hide out back in here, waiting for her to put the bomb on this thing, just in case things go wrong. After she plants the bomb, as she's walking away, we can grab her then.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, we do not have to worry about paradox until we stop this completely, and then we have to deal with paradox of the British Islands not doing it. But I think we can handle that. How about that?
All right.
You ready to go back in time?
You with your science school, you can find out when the device was set up, the timer and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just basic science.
Travel test people.
Yeah.
Because we're going back in time.
Fuck. So, 2 points. Calls.
I'm a flickering mess of no energy.
Every time you jump, like, just, why do I keep doing this? And how does she make it through every time?
Every time.
And I just lean over it. Feminine Wiles.
I like to think every time I teleport, like something like appears on me that doesn't belong in this like timeline. Like I was a Mai Tai. There's I'm wearing khakis. I'm wearing I don't know. It's just like God damn it. Okay, cool. So yeah, I failed that, but I make it. It just hurts me at Chrono. So we appear hiding in the same closet. Mm-hmm.
An hour before it's supposed to be set up. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you see as she suddenly appears with what's obviously the bomb in her hand. Mm-hmm. And she begins to set it up.
I'm letting her give set me it up.
I need you to give me an obstruction test. If you don't make this, I'm going to say this before you roll. If she doesn't make this, this is going to cause a paradox. Because then she's going to see you before she sets up the bomb.
Yep.
Make it because I spent
I make it.
Yep.
And technically, no. Because we could set up the bomb then.
That's a good point, actually.
Wait.
Okay.
Damn, I wanted to set up the bomb.
We make it.
This is, I will be honest, like, this is the fun thing about Time Watch. The, like, debating paradox is kind of cool. Okay.
All right. We're starting to get the hang of this.
Yeah, we're getting the hang of this, although I'm already starting to get a headache. So. Yeah. Because with this game, the players can do pretty much anything, except spend a month at Tahiti.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you pass your dickheadedness.
Wow, okay, calm down.
All right.
I'm having fun.
She set up the bomb, and as she, you can tell, Android Man, forgot your name.
Russ.
You can immediately tell what she's done. And she looks back at her work. All right. And she starts...
Let's go. Yeah, lightning bolt. Basically, we step out from the woodworks and it's close range, so it's...
We're all lightning bolting her.
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, do we as time agents know that if more than one person, like, if there's a chance to kill her or something? Or is it just future tech that's designed to pretty much just work?
1 to 3, it can possibly kill her. 4 to 6, she's fine.
Okay, let's see.
1 to 3, can possibly kill her.
Oh, boy. All
right. So we should probably let the one person who's got the most shooting here, will be me. You're so okay. Does shooting with an 8 or plus give me something extra?
Yes, but I forgot what that is.
Let's just sort of look it up real quick, because if that gives me some kind of nice
right
bonus,
now.
Yeah.
Double tap. If your shooting rating is 8 or more, you can shoot a second time during the same action. The second shot is performed at +2 difficulty.
Nice.
So doesn't need to be announced until after the first shot is resolved and does not have to be at the same target.
Nice.
I will say this. You will need a roll of 8 to not kill her. But y'all can piggyback on his... Because you're all piggyback. I don't know how piggybacking shots work, but that's a thing.
The killing her was only if we all shot once. If it's just me, then it should just work as normal.
That is true.
The killing was only if like all three of us just hit her.
Oh, no, I thought you all three were still trying to help.
Well, we were until you said like this.
No, that's like we as agents would know this is a bad idea.
Okay, so
shooting, so this is normally difficulty 4 or higher, right?
It's going to be 5 for her.
5 for her, so I'm spending... I've got all the shooting, so 1 and 2 to bring it
Living
down
dangerously.
To...
I like it.
3
and above.
And above? I should not spend the third point to bring it down to 2 just because. Mm-hmm. And if this fails, I still have a second shot because...
Things. Double tap. All right.
3. Hit her.
Okay.
So
you get a stun. Stun roll.
And stay down.
I'm going to move over and... slap some cuffs on her.
Mm-hmm.
Time cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And put the things on her head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you put the thing on her head, and she just teleports away.
And now we deal with the paradox of the British Isles never being destroyed and all that stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
we knew about the British Isles dissolving.
But if we're just putting things back right,
it's still a paradox.
It's still a paradox.
Okay. It's still because we are now. Yeah, the energy...
So I mean, because that just kind of sounds weird to me, just mm-hmm. from a game mechanic. If we know what the original one, wouldn't that change have been the paradox? And putting it back to right wouldn't necessarily?
I'm going to say for, like, trying to change time for what it's supposed to be, you don't suffer paradox.
Exactly.
That's what I would think.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're
fully aware
of that. Yeah, if there would have been paradox, it would have been the initial change from
yes.
the
so
true
so if you're the one that caused
that.
The alternate timeline, you're the, that would be paradox. But if you're trying to set it back, I'm going to say you don't cause a paradox.
Yeah, because otherwise doesn't make sense. Okay. Yeah.
But I was just going to point out that... I guess my point is the reason it would be a paradox is not because we're sending it back. It's because we went forward in time
mm-hmm.
to read about the British Isles failing. I mean, if we'd just gone back to
that was
Guy Fawkes.
That basically makes this a sort of a parallel timeline in that case, rather than...
Right, but I'm just bringing up that. That's what I understand from it.
I see your point, but I'm going to say when you're trying to bring back the regular timeline, that doesn't suffer.
That's fine, but I think what is causing the paradox is not the fact that we're bringing it back to the original timeline. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that we've read the future of this is all that's happened in this timeline, because mm-hmm. that's the danger of going to 1905 mm-hmm. and reading of what's the consequences.
But
and then
because you actually did the research.
We did research, and that's what's changing. I mean, if mm-hmm. we had just repaired this from the the November 5th and repaired it from here without doing the research, we wouldn't hurt ourselves.
Because you know the history.
Now the fact that we know of, like, oh, this happens, and this is why America's this way.
I see. I thought you were going for something else.
No. Okay. I agree. I don't think...
But in that case, wouldn't paradox have been, like, since we already knew what the real history is, wouldn't the moment we learned have cost us the paradox, as we sort of suffered from knowing true history and all of a sudden seeing this alternate history laid out before us? Wouldn't that have cost us the paradox at that point?
I think it depends. I mean, I guess that's the thing.
I'm not trying to argue.
Yeah, because I know, like, basically, if we had gone, because it brings up a really interesting point. Like, if you go into the future, like, okay, I need to sneak into this opera house, mm-hmm. and your idea is I'm going to find someone who went to this opera alone and had no one with him, and then get them to invite me as their plus one. Mm-hmm. If you go into the future and say, okay, here's the logbook. Oh, Lord Croft didn't have a date that time. You go back in time and become his date, and because you're at this opera house and you're able to stop something, you go back. You still create a paradox because you know what's happened and you're altering it, I guess. Oh!
I'm just going to swing and say you don't suffer a paradox for this.
Okay.
We'll figure out the metaphysics of this game at some point in the future.
Yeah,
because it sounds to me like the paradox stuff is meant for more like immediate, in the moment stuff.
Yes. Rather than
just
not long range. Yeah.
I
have a feeling the universe forgives long-term planning.
To a point, yeah.
We'll look
this up, because it's an interesting question.
I played it at Metatopia. We all, like, once we stopped the assassination of, you know, mm-hmm. Wagner, I don't know why that was a big secret. We stopped the assassination. We all suffered a paradox because he
all suffered his paradox after doing that, right?
Yeah, because we changed the timeline.
So in his game,
that's what I believe happened, I think. Because I remember D.B. Cooper suddenly reverted to a Russian man for a little while until they had to anchor him, and it was because we had like a negative six, like a big six.
Okay.
That's the only reason I'm pushing it. I don't care. I mean, this would actually better if I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I think in the original game, that's kind of like the problem with time. Not problem. That's the thing. It's like, even after a mission, you guys have to be prepared for the paradox of you correcting the stuff that you've researched.
Mm.
I
love how all the sections about paradox and shit haven't been written yet in the play.
Because he's counting on us to tell
him the logic of paradox. It's like, that sounds like it could be useful right now. Alt history and you sounds like it could be useful right now.
Okay, it definitely seems like it's a small... It is going to come up, and mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to answer that in this.
So it's quite possible that this discussion may have something to do with
the
final writing.
Yeah.
My brain hurts so much right now.
I'm having a fun time. It's just kind of figuring, getting your brain around it slowly but surely. Okay. We caught the girl. We have her in binds, and we send her over with the Mema chips to the future.
Okay.
To the time HQ. And then we go back. We go back to Time Watch.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you guys go back to Time Warp. No issue. I mean, you're at the end of the game. You don't have to worry about that too much. I stole it too.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm going to Tahiti for 2 weeks.
Oh, hey, look, I got two.
All right, and you go back to Time Warp. No more issues. You actually, you have a meeting with your Raptor boss.
Uh-oh.
All right.
He really digs his claws into you, dude, during these reports.
Okay. You two are giving... You both of you...
We get to go to Tahiti.
Yeah. Russ and Annie actually go to Tahiti first.
Cyber Tahiti.
You have a week-long orientation about the Reploid business plan.
Okay. So...
The basic just, like, they take... They're not taking over the world, but they like the idea of running things, how much lets them.
Okay, so basically...
It's easier than fighting.
Yeah.
It's easier than fighting. It's just basically saying, like, let us live as kings.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep time going as it should be.
Okay. And basically, the one Reploid woman, you're not even sure which what gender she it is, basically went on about how we shouldn't be having this deal. We should just literally rule the world. She thought she could pretty much blow up the Reploids in the British king and queen who are Reploids, wipe them out and then take over. And, like, officially take over.
Oh, she wasn't even, like, I thought for a second, she's just like, no, we should let humans...
No.
She wanted to take over.
She wanted to take over. Like, for reals.
All right. So I'm guessing we don't tell Time Watch about this. These people.
No, Time Watch knows, the higher-ups.
We don't tell the agents about these people.
Rogue Time Agent.
All right. I will, if we run into any more of these Rogue Time Agents, I'll make sure our agents are briefed about these rebellious humans.
Yes.
And keep them off these individuals, sir.
And that's unless any of you guys want to do anything last minute.
Go to Tahiti. I want to go to Tahiti right when it's forming.
Look, you just slant on some of the thing go, ah!
Yeah, you actually like they show you like, all right, finally go to Tahiti, and you like you trust the Time Watch text to send you to Tahiti rather than putting in the coordinates. And so they sent you like where it's like the volcanic island rising from the sea. Seriously,
god damn,
you're a mile and you're like, fuck you, no.
And then they transport me back into a jungle paradise.
Full of cannibals.
No, it's cool.
Oh, those Time Watch guys. Such jokers.
I send them a cockroach from 900 million years in the future.
Guess what you're going to find under your bed tonight?
Room, I smell sitcom. Okay, so that was it.
Okay.
Yay.
So, the game, what do you guys think?
Okay.
Holy crap. Yeah. Okay, so, it's, fun overall.
Fun overall,
definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, time travel is hard to wrap your head around, man. I can't even imagine, like, as a GM, it's sort of like, so what do you guys do?
LARP, seriously, the LARP. I did not see, that was a one-off joke. You went to a LARP in 2000.
Yeah.
My head. But yeah, sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, it's like, as a GM, handling, the fact that your players can basically just go like, in the middle of anything else, like, yeah, we're going to travel 500 years into the future, grab this, travel 10,000 years into the past, do this other thing, then pop back here, at which point we'll appear with, like, like 28,000 dinosaurs, and this is a thing that we can do.
Yes.
It feels a little overwhelming.
Yeah,
fun,
yeah. It is fun to play, and honestly, it's kind of fun to GM just hearing your guys' ideas. You guys are clever, so you come up with some interesting concepts.
I cannot wait to see the final book. Because I've been promised a very good index.
Oh,
yay, index.
Which is playtesting it, kind of. But yeah,
it wasn't here yet. Fault, because we went into this knowing that we were playing with a playtest version. Yeah. We're super excited that we got to have this. I think that this is something that a lot of Kickstarters should have, is that as soon as you back, you get access to some form of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot wait to see that index, because it's like, we needed it. I've just been sitting here for 5 minutes trying to figure out where it explains more about Paradox.
We also found out
it's not written yet.
In related news, Paradox. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's also missing the cheat sheet that said it was, like, it says, like, the cheat sheet is on page 256.
Mm-hmm.
The PDF only goes to page 255.
Well, it's the play test.
Which is hilariously precise, though. I love that it's seriously one page that seems to be missing.
Right,
which is called haha.
Yeah, which is why I'm bringing it up as in, like, maybe something happened and the cheat sheet didn't come. Or they just forgot that the cheat sheet.
Or maybe it's just not ready.
Yeah, it's most likely not.
Yes,
ready.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Then I would also say, like, the cheat sheet probably could have been. Yeah. That would have been nice to have during the playtest.
Definitely.
Overall, though, every time I played this twice already, it allows for a lot of clever play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the rules work very well. There are some questions, of course. I think what it really takes, though, is a lot more description of what Time Watch is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't mind, like, yes, you could go back in time, you could go forward, you could do 5,000 skips in time. But maybe putting in something like, yes, you could do that, but there's reasons why not to, other than the chronostability.
Exactly.
I don't specifically want them to put more damage on the chronostability
because
thing.
Because you'd be dead by now.
Because I rolled twos the entire time.
Yeah.
And I guess that is also a problem, because we weren't giving each other stitches, and that's probably why I needed some. But I think the best thing you could do is pretty much put a little bit more regulations, talk about demerits, talk about merits.
Yeah, like maybe there's an important reason isn't just that, you know, ground stability, but it's like, no, time watch has regulations against it.
Like too much maybe, time travel can cause, like,
yeah, or maybe like the time travel device has a set number of charges, uh-huh. You know, they run out, and so you can only jump so many times before you have to go back to time watch and refuel,
something like that. So every time you take damage, you don't go to heat for a month every single time.
I don't think you can do that. I just wanted to point out that I think I decided to. No, I think he talked about it. It's just basically because he says, like, the reason you every time you take damage and you don't go to Tahiti is because it takes time. I think it gives you like you have 2 rounds to actually activate the thing. Mm-hmm. And if someone even disrupts even a portion of that, mm-hmm. like, is why you don't do it.
Then what's to prevent someone from doing it after every combat?
That is true.
Mm. Pace of the game.
Yeah.
Pace there's of the there's game. A sec- there's a section to come in the GM section that it specifically addresses pacing.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a sort of gameplay, mm-hmm. sort of meta mechanic. Yeah, it affects the pacing, but like as sort of like game rules in the sense that there will be that guy. Yeah, there will be that rules lawyer. That's like, it's not in the rules that I can't do it, so you have to let me do it.
Which is why it's I like, was pushing it, just because I wanted to show you. It's like, I'm hurt, so why can't I spend a year in Tahiti? Mm-hmm. You know, just relaxing and coming back at the exact same time.
And technically, with time travel,
you could.
Yeah, exactly. But there is no technical reason why not.
Except,
so
you
there
know,
should
the GM's
be
a dick, apparently.
So there should be maybe a sort of, you know, bureaucratic and or simply mechanical in the sense like there's limited charges. You know, you as a Time Watch agent, you know, maybe it's paperwork. As a Time Watch agent, you have to later fill out paperwork for every job. Kind of like, you know, that's part of why like cops are, you know, normally should, except of course, you know, LA or New York cops, should be, you know, wary of discharging their guns, because every time you discharge your gun, it's like a 5-page report you have to fill out.
And honestly, I would rather get shot than take write a report.
Exactly. So maybe there's that. Every jump we have, we know it's going to be, you know, paperwork.
Because they would have reasons to, because it's like the more times you jump, the more paradox you accumulate.
Exactly.
It could be something like that. Like, the more times you jump, the more, like, by the end of the mission, when everything has to go back, you've affected, like, say you jump 10 times, you have a chance of really damaging yourself.
Yeah, the only thing, like, you mean by chronal stability, right?
Yeah.
The only issue with that is basically when you take that month of Tahiti, your general skill would come back. So basically, your reality actor would come back every single time, wouldn't it?
No, but I'm just saying at the very end. Like, okay. Like we were talking about, like, we jumped, like, 12 times. Yeah. Which I think I don't want to discourage, because I did like what we did.
Yeah.
No, I think we jumped the right amount of times. I think mostly what we're trying to figure out is how to keep people from, like, sort of abusing that
mechanic. Yeah, exactly. Because, like I said, I wanted Tahiti. Mm-hmm. Like, I was hurt, so I was like, I'm going to spend a week in Tahiti, and then I'll go back to the exact same time. And I think it's a great strategy. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's something you should have in your game.
Yeah.
Or, because you're right. I mean, what's to stop people after every battle to say, I'm going to take a month off and come back like
and
a second later?
It's not just the regular skills, but the investigation skills resetting because it's been that long.
Well, I think the investigation skills will.
It's closed off game wise, but it's also closed off game wise because I mean they do come back after, you know, at the end of an adventure after you've had time to rest. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why wouldn't they
come
back? If you're taking a full month, why wouldn't they come back? You know,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that
other than like, let's be honest, like if you keep on taking your months, like I'm taking a month off, taking a month after every battle, you're gonna get old.
Like you're gonna the book mentions that the Time Watch agents have greatly increased lifespans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, for some reason,
the fact that Angela is like 42, probably looks pretty good still.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, mm-hmm. like my character's 37, but probably has the chiseled jawline of a 28.
No, you get to basically live for a very, very long time, assuming you don't get killed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, I think I think just the final review. Are there rules there? Absolutely, you could easily play this game. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a couple questions in there, but there are a few. It's a little free, mm-hmm. as in we need. I personally like a little bit more restrictions. Some don't. I think it wouldn't hurt for you to add more to the paradox angle and to basically give a reason why someone can't continue to jump back and forth after every battle,
mm-hmm.
like I wanted to do. Let me go to Tahiti, son of a bitch. I mean, I don't think that's. I don't know. I mean, because. I don't know if that's going to be a common thing if someone wants to do, because it is mm-hmm. about pacing. But you're right. There's always going to be somebody who wants to...
It's hard to do pacing in a time travel game.
It is, I think it's handled it well, though. Uh-huh. But you do need to get rid of those chances of people going off to relax in Tahiti all the time. I mean...
You really just want to go to Tahiti, don't you?
I need a vacation.
It's really cold, though.
No, I'm just saying, I think... Because I don't want to say this has weird pacing, because I think the pacing in this is really good. Mm-hmm. And I think they've managed that. I think it also is a case of just knowing how to stop the dicks.
There's always that one character.
Yeah, I don't want to, because I love this game.
I've had fun running it, yes.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely a game that we should definitely think about, just continuing on. I really enjoy our characters, the ideas, the fact that you get to play with Wikipedia is fun, and I'm probably going to up my pledge to Time Watch after this, because I saw that it worked really well. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would want is a little bit more, just info about Time Watch. Like, tell me the bureaucracy, and if people don't want to use it, whatever, but I would eat that shit up. Mm-hmm. I would be quoting rules left and right. Mm-hmm. I think... As long as you have a narrative reason of why they can't do that, other than the GM saying, I'm not going to allow you to, mm-hmm. I think that's all we need. Just give us an in-character reason why we can't. Even if it's you will fill out 300 pages. this is why you can't do that. Bam. Or your demerits don't allow you to take, you want Tahiti? Fine. Your demerits do not allow you to pay for that vacation. And, or you're not demerits, you're merits, your coinage, or whatever.
And Kevin, if you call it Why You Can't Go to Tahiti in the book,
we will love you for that.
Yeah. Why You Can't Go to Tahiti.
That would be awesome.
No, but I think it's a great game, and I hope the Fandible crew definitely supports it.
Yeah, yep, definitely yep. support most it, definitely. And we'll most likely play it again at some point.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, I have this huge backstory for Annie Boyle, and if I don't get to have it come out...
Hey, it's going to happen.
I know where you live.
She has a knife.
I have a kitchen full of them.
That's my point out. Hey, my secret did kind of come out.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, I get to take a step deeper into the rabbit hole.
That's you know why you got the secret came out?
What?
Because you sent an email.
Oh, yeah.
See, guys, see? Yeah. Secrets come out when the emails
happen.
I
don't want my secret to be out yet.
Okay. That's fine.
But overall, this is probably the most exciting game. The game I'm most excited about with 2014.
Yes.
I've been excited about it for 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first played it, I was instantly in love, and I still love playing the game. Daniel, any final words?
Not bad, but...
lightning bolt.
Yeah, pretty much. No, Angela, any final words? Blast.
I've been hearing about this game literally for 3 months mm-hmm. Since Jesus and Billy played it at Metatopia, mm-hmm. and I'm so excited that we finally got the chance to play. So I want to thank Kevin for giving us the chance to play, and for giving the rules, as I said, so early on in the Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. Cookies have been delivered, so I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay.
But I love it. Yay, okay. Time watch.
And as I said, I had a lot of fun.
Do not toast your cookie in the candle.
That once the cookie toasting happens, that's when it's time to end everything. All right, guys, if you like what you listen to, you might like what you read. We're finally updating the Fanda blog. It currently has, at this point, my beautiful story, Campfire with a Vampire from Mahalo Metropolis. We will soon have more posts, which I won't say, but you'll love them anyway. We also have the Fandy Games, which currently has Horatio's Story, a game made by our friend Billy over here. And there's going to be more games in the future, eventually, probably, hopefully.
The next game will be called Escape to Tahiti.
That'd be a great Flash game, actually.
I don't know.
Where's Shimo 5? We'll see. And also, if you can, please give us positive reviews on iTunes so we can get more Fandible listeners. Guys, this is Jesus Rodriguez of the Fandible.com Roleplaying Podcast. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.